Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We spoke, was it yesterday or the day before, we landed up getting into this whole conversation about Woolies bags, how many you have, what it says about you, is it the new cash and carry, and how that brand, how has just become part of a drama, a media drama, social media drama, etc. So we wanted to talk about this and bring in an expert to help us unpack it. Nicole Kappa is an influencer marketing specialist, and she no doubt has lots of thoughts around the Woolies bag trend. So you can throw out your Louis Vuittons, I think. Actually, no, maybe don't do that. That is not good advice. But Woolies bags are all the rage, aren't they? Nicole, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am good, thanks. This is one of those cultural moments in South Africa, right?
Isn't it awesome? I mean, it's not, but it is, because it's just funny.
Yeah.
I mean, it's actually, not just, but yeah.
I love moments like this. I think it's an opportunity for us to really see what South Africa is made of. And it's a stark reminder that we are an ecosystem completely separated and isolated from the rest of the world in terms of marketing. And a very healthy reminder at that.
We always have been. If we look at some of our, I don't know, well-known ads, our Nando's ads, we've always had this ability to laugh at ourselves from within, which is actually fairly unique, I think.
It is very unique, and I've traveled quite extensively, and I don't find the same resonance in other parts of the world. It's a very South African quality, and something that I hold as one of my personal values is a little bit of self-deprecating humor. And South Africans embrace it, and I think what we've noticed is our influencers and our creators that lean into trends, the ones that do it with real complete vulnerability and laughing at themselves as well as the trend, are the ones that succeed. And then over and above that, I guess the brands that lean into the trends and the conversations and do so quickly are the ones that capitalize on the moment.
So we were actually discussing this, and I was thinking, if it was going back to the Nando's idea, Nando's have built up an image around this. I mean, not that we've seen much creativity lately, but let's say, but they generally are a very creative and edgy brand. Woolworths isn't. So if Nando's had this opportunity, they would do one thing with it. Can Woolworths do the same given what their brand is, or do they have to be perhaps a little bit more measured in how they engage with this, if at all?
That's such a great question, and I guess the real secret sauce lies in staying true to your brand voice. And although South Africa is quite coherently speaking out, saying that they would have preferred a quirky response rather than a response to distance themselves from the drama, so to speak, by changing the color of their bag to something even more transparent, it's still very on brand for Woolworths. And what I have to admire is one of my favorite qualities in marketing that is hindered by procurement departments worldwide is 0 degrees of separation between ideation and execution. And the faster a company can learn to execute on ideas that are in line with their brand voice, the better. So yes, South Africa is now going crazy about the white bag, and perhaps the sentiment is that they think Woolies could have done better, but the conversation is still about Woolies because they got involved in the conversation.
Yeah, and also we kind of like that if you are going to carry money around, it is right that it's a Woolies bag and not Checkers or another brand.
If it was Checkers, it should be delivered in a helicopter, right?
exactly right. But I was thinking, if I was involved in Woolies marketing, I would have printed on my Woolies bags, "We are not cash and carry," which I,
Do you want to send me your CV a little bit more?
So
I have a check.
I just think there's so many, many ways in which they could. It didn't really stop South Africans from getting behind it. And as you say, we're still talking about Woolies bags, but Woolworths, I guess, have their own identity. But does that mean that they don't want to? I mean, we obviously don't know, sitting in a room, what the Woolworths marketing team and executives are saying. But would they likely, given what they've done, say, you know, we don't want to get involved in this at all. It's not clever to co-brand with corruption. But so therefore, this is what we're going to do. Or do you think there was a temptation at least to lean into it?
Yeah, I'm sure there was, but leaning in takes many different forms. And we see examples like Ryanair, an international airline that leans into complaints and advertises the fact that they have a toilet on board their plane in a quirky, tongue-in-cheek, very self-deprecating manner, which
right.
I love.
Me too,
but
absolutely.
It's on brand with a cheap, low-cost airline. Woolworths cannot have the same approach. So I loved arriving at my office yesterday, and one of my teammates, Michael, walks in with one of the brand new white Woolies bags. And it was a moment in our office.
Yes.
And I
yes.
think it doesn't matter how you lean in, as long as you lean in, as long as you remain true to your brand. And I think Woolies did that. And the fact that they've had a whole nation now sparked a conversation
Absolutely.
About how they didn't lean in the way they expected
right.
is also a
is maybe good.
Right?
Yeah. Well, what do you think it was that tipped the Woolies bag story from a throwaway comment into a full-blown national controversy, discussion, meme storm? What was it?
It's one of my favorite things at the moment, and something that humans is really devouring in our market is communities, because the age of the celebrity is over, and I love it. It's the day of communities, run clubs, yoga sessions, meetups, physical offline moments, and those celebrated in private spaces, even online private spaces. And so how are we now adapting our industry to build communities or tribes where brands are invited to that party? And I think what's happened is we've seen an entire community online sparked a conversation. And if more brands can learn to lean into the human element of what people are actually talking about and caring about, an 8 Rand bag matters to us.
Absolutely.
So then they're going to unlock entire power of communities over celebrities.
So why is it that the age of the celebrity is dead? Why has that age passed?
I think it's a global trend, not just local, that the world is craving real in an age of AI when we don't know what's real and what's not. I think the more real you can be, the more honest, the more you share, the more relatable you are. It's always been sort of buzzwords. And if I hear the word authenticity one more time, you know, but it's true. I would rather connect with a friend than watch a celebrity's life. And it's not just me, it's an entire, you know, culture online. And I think it's well overdue. And it's important that brands stop talking at people and start talking with people and allowing people to be their influencers, their communities, to create content with and for them, to start conversations around what matters to them. Yeah.
Would that be why I think I read somewhere that the impact of micro-influencers, i.e. people that you trust, that are within your community, that have standing, are much greater than the celebrities or the larger influencers? In other words, if Kim Kardashian says we need to buy a certain product, but actually somebody in your community who's considered a bit of an icon from, you know, within your community says buy the same product, we're more likely to listen to that person from who's got more, you know, a higher trust factor.
Absolutely, you're spot on. That is very real. And then when that becomes exponentially activated is when you see this phenomenon I like to call nano domino fall. Is when you have a conversation that starts that gains traction and that a whole lot of nano micro voices start talking about. And it can become a nationwide scandal very, very quickly. And this is the kicker. It happens without any expert backing or advice. And it's quite scary, because coming from a journalistic background, to watch the integrity, and you, I mean, you could relate, right? To watch the integrity of journalism, where good research, sound scientific fact is often bypassed.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's that? That is so 2000, yeah.
Yeah, scary. And the brands are not engaged in the conversation before the rumors and the stories start. And there you have power, but in good and bad form.
Absolutely. That is where we do need to leave it. What a fascinating conversation. Nicole Kappa, influencer, marketing specialist, talking to us about how everyday brands get swept up into national drama.